Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. In this proverb, Almighty God offers you a contract with himself. You are free to enter into it, or you are free not to do so. Our Lord says that if you lend to the Lord, he will pay in return, making a bargain with you. We know with certainty that we can count on God to carry out his end of any contract. What has he given? He has given us the ability to exercise pity, desiring that we use that ability to minister to the poor in his stead. He calls this lending. By this, he puts himself under contract to repay that which we have lent him. Did you know that you can enter into a contract with God just by exercising pity upon the poor? He wants to contract with us to help the poor. Today, pity does not have a good reputation. What is often passed off as pity is not pity at all. True pity not only has tears, but has hands and feet. True pity provides groceries, money, and a helping hand. We do not see much pity today, but instead we see what is called empathy. Empathy has a mouth and feelings, but no hands or feet, wallet or purse. Empathy only extends good wishes. There is no cost in exercising empathy. Just feel sympathetic. Put on a good show with your feelings. You may convince folks that you are showing pity, but God knows your heart. Empathy is cheap and empty, but true pity will cost you. God does not accept empathy alone, since it does not have the value that he desires. God places great value on pity. He wants us to exercise it in his stead. We are his tears. We are his hands and feet. We are his wallet and purse. That is why he promises to repay us for our investment of pity to the poor. Making a deposit of pity to the poor is one way to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. We do not have to be ignorant of how to lay up these treasures, for this proverb tells us clearly. You are to have pity in God's stead upon those who are weaker than you. That's who the poor are, those who need help, those who are weak. Being poor may have nothing to do with money. They may be your loved ones. They may be your family, or they may be a stranger that displays a need, a weakness. The Lord of heaven condescends. He humbles himself to be the surety or guarantor for the poor by the pity that you show in their behalf. He takes the debt upon himself and gives us the bond of his word in promise of payment. Though he has claims upon all our abilities and is beholden to none of us, he chooses to become a debtor to those who show pity upon the needy, the weak, and the downcast. Most acts of kindness and mercy soon become forgotten, never to be recalled by men. However, in this proverb, we find a safe deposit for our kindnesses and our mercies in the mind and heart of God. God keeps it for our eventual withdrawal, and the heavenly interest is marvelous. It can never be lost, forgotten, or stolen. This kind of giving or lending to the Lord is a definite act of faith. It is believing God for something to be returned to us after this brief time on earth. What a wonderful transaction that benefits all parties and brings glory to the name of the Lord.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.